You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to our worship service. We're following Divine Service Setting 1 today. That begins on page 151 in your hymnal. And for those who are listening on the radio, the hymns for today, opening 953, We All Believe in One True God, which this is also our hymn of the month. Hymn of the day is 533, Jesus Has Come and Brings Pleasure Eternal. Distribution hymns 425, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, 532, The Head That Once Was Crowned with Thorns, 700, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, closing hymn 895, Now Think We All Are God. There are still a couple of slots for Sunday school through the summer, since our normal teachers aren't available. So if you are available, interested, I think they're end of August when they're open. It's on the youth in September, on the youth bulletin board, so you could sign up. Otherwise, Joanna's going to probably pick them all up. But anyway, all right. Let's begin with our opening hymn.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We allow a time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Turn to the yellow insert and we sing together the introit. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy.
before this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have built your church on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. Continue to send your messengers to preserve your people in true peace, that by the preaching of your word, your church may be kept free from all harm and danger through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 66. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious abundance. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse, you shall be carried upon her hip and bounced upon her knees, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see and your heart shall rejoice. Your bones shall flourish like the grass, and the hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and he shall show his indignation against his enemies. This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual. The epistle reading is from Galatians chapter 6. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone, and not in his neighbor, for each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, for say, peace be to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done to you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Isaiah text, you get a beautiful image of the church as a mother with a nursing child, delighting in one another, the joy and the bouncing on the knee and being carried on the hip, the comfort, the child satisfied with the nourishment of the abundant milk of the mother and at peace. This is a powerful image, helpful for us to hold on to, and we get it as we, if we have the opportunity to either experience or observe, you see this is how it's meant to be. You know, God has designed mother and child to have this intimate relationship, full of joy, contentment, peace. The alternative is tragic, cruel, if the mother and child are separated, either from some other force, or if the mother prevents the child from coming near, or the child doesn't go to the mother, stays away. So it's helpful for us to recognize the joy of the union, togetherness, intimacy. As the church is the mother, you, I, we're the child, together by design, the way God meant us to be, for delight, for joy, for comfort, to be satisfied with the nourishment of his word, the abundant milk of his word, instruction, and in his holy sacraments, at peace, recognizing the alternative is tragic, it's cruel for us to be separated from the church, to not receive these. Or for those we know who are separated, maybe by their choice, not wanting to come near. There's another alternative form of separation, you could say, maybe not as obvious, where the mother and the child are present with one another but not engaged. You'd have to consider a baby being right by the mother but not touching, not looking. There's no play. There's no feeding. There's no satisfaction. There's no comfort. There's no peace. Mother and child are supposed to be, designed to be, want to be intimately engaged with one another, just as the church and you are to be intimately engaged with one another. I want us to have the image, but I'm actually going to talk on Galatians. Galatians helps us to know what this engagement with the church and the members means. Galatians provides these guiding principles, you could say, these truths for life in the church. There's a shared responsibility, and there's also individual accountability. And it's all founded in and rooted in our Lord Jesus Christ and the cross. He speaks, addressing the church, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Gentleness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. So we recognize that what we do is because of the Spirit in us. We are spiritual in the sense that the Spirit indwells in us, and so the fruit is borne out in many ways. And because of this, we can, with this gentleness, help one another. When we are overtaken by sin, transgression, recognizing how important it is to be restored. This is what happens here at church, of course, restored by the forgiveness you have in Christ. restored. When we confess our sins and we hear forgiveness. But as members of the church, we have opportunity, and as a matter of fact, Paul is saying, do this. You know, if anyone's caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. So we are paying attention to one another, recognizing, well, that could be me, you know. You want somebody to help you gently, intentionally, carefully, to restore one another. And he does say, keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. We do this with all humility and trepidation, recognizing our own sinful tendencies. And yet we do it out of love because of the love we have for one another. And it does require being, you know, connected, engaged, a degree of trust. Also, you consider, for example, those who maybe aren't attending regularly. It's like, well, how do you reach them? Well, that's a tricky thing, isn't it? How do we restore them? Well, want to have that relationship. Do it gently. But just like if we were separated from the church, we would want them to come for us, so that we could once again be here where we're supposed to be, designed to be, to receive the joy that we receive in Christ, to be nurtured and satisfied, and to have that peace that passes all understanding. Well, we recognize that's what we get to do for them. It goes on and says, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. This does include restoring from transgression. That's a burden we bear with one another, helping one another, forgiving one another. And we're intentionally studying this in our Bible study. This is how you live a life as a Christian, in ongoing reconciliation, reconciled with God through Christ. We reconcile one another, but we also help others to be reconciled with God in Christ. But these burdens don't stop there, do they? We recognize how we, being with one another, get to share the burden of life. And there's an emotional burden we carry. There's the social. There's many aspects. And yeah, there's financial too. We do bear one another's burdens, helping as we are able one another. This does require vulnerability and humility. And Paul goes on, for if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor, for each will have to bear his own load. Very simply, to simplify, there's more. It's referring to the individual accountability that we all have to our Lord. And so we recognize that just because I'm a member of Zion Lutheran Church, that doesn't mean I don't have any kind of accountability for my life in Christ, my life in the church, my responsibility to the congregation even. He goes on, one who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. The responsibility includes supporting the pastor. As a congregation, together, that's what you do. That's understood. The laborer deserves his wages. That's addressed in the gospel. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For one who sows to his own flesh will, from the flesh, reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will, from the Spirit, reap eternal life. It's one of these universal maxims of life. What you sow, you reap. And he elaborates specifically about one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. The sowing to the flesh, well, yeah, it includes sexual. Actually, just the chapter before, he expands on this, you could say, about the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, continues. Idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Your behavior has eternal consequences. And so, we are warned and instructed, reminded about this law. As a Christian, the Spirit leads you, the Spirit empowers you. So your responsibility is to follow that lead and to act as empowered according to the Spirit. And we know it takes effort. The Christian walk takes some effort. Your faith must work in love. And it will, as you follow and trust and are sustained by that Spirit. It's all founded on and rooted in the work that Christ has completed for you, for his church, on the cross. This is why we have that Spirit. This is why we are here, for the sake of those who God has put us here for, so that they too may live with him according to the Spirit. And as you sow into the Spirit will bear fruit. Just following what he had just talked about, the works of the flesh, he says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So this sowing into the Spirit, it is active and it's self-sacrificing and it's doing good works. It's avoiding sowing into the flesh. Avoiding doing those things that are self-satisfying or following something other than God. And Paul knows it takes effort, you feel it. And so he says, and let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Fellow members, Christians, but keep sowing to the Spirit. Trust that there will be a harvest in due season. Some may take place in our lifetime, ultimately when the Lord returns. But don't give up. You are saved by grace through faith in Christ for what he's done. But the truth is, you can lose what you have in Christ. You can lose that restoration. You can lose that joy, that peace, that comfort. You can give in to the flesh. And so, we stay engaged at church, trusting the Lord to restore us, nurture us. The disengaged Christian is sowing to the flesh and not to the Spirit. It's like a child disengaged from the mother, where there is no delight, no joy, no satisfaction, no comfort, no peace, no lasting, true joy, peace. But your life as a Christian, it gives witness to who you are in Christ and in the Spirit. It gives witness to those who are observing you here, to one another, the encouragement, but also to those who don't know Christ, who are outside of the church or maybe disengaged. We are supposed to be here together by design in his church. And Paul continues, he says, but far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. Our boast is in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, what he has done for us, crucified, taking our sins upon himself and giving us life eternal, the promise of everlasting life with him, restored to God. And also because of what he's done, we are crucified to the world. We're not bound to the world. We're not bound to the flesh. We are free. And he says it's a new creation which has begun. And as we're tempted to get weary, the Spirit himself provides what's needed. The Spirit comes to you through the word spoken. Spirit active in one another through the mutual consolation of the brethren. Restoring with gentleness as we hear the forgiveness we have in Christ. The sharing of burdens as we recognize, well, no, we're not alone at all. Actually, we're here by design. Receiving the sacraments, nurtured and comforted and satisfied. Our burdens borne by Christ, the ultimate burden bearer, the ultimate restorer, so that here and in him we delight and have joy and comfort and satisfaction and that peace that passes all understanding. I say to you, as Paul closed out his letter to the church in Galatians, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Please stand. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the laborers in God's kingdom, that the Lord of the harvest would send them into his vineyard to proclaim peace and the coming of his kingdom, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Spirit's work among all Christians, that as they bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, never growing weary in doing good and scorning all boastfulness, the Spirit's harvest of eternal life might come to fruition in due season. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Christian homes, that the proclamation of peace would take root therein, so that all husbands and wives would love and honor one another, and all children would be nurtured in the fear and faith toward God's name, so that the kingdom of God would indeed draw near to us all. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who govern in our nation, especially our president, our governor, and all those elected and appointed to serve us in the Lord's name, that the nations would be given an end to violence and terror, and that we would be guided to work toward the common good for the sake of those most vulnerable. Let us pray to the Lord. For thankfulness, that Christians would rejoice in God's provision and care for creation, even as the heavens above and the sun in its course declare God's glorious handiwork, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the sick, the suffering, the grieving, and the dying, especially Bob, Shirley, Dave, Gabby, Vicky, Fred, Anita, Duane, Dan, Joanne, Lois, Louis, Mary, Harold, Joan, Chuck, Linda, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Erno, Jeff, and Ethel, that they may be given patience in their afflictions and faith in the Lord's sufficient grace through the day of trouble to everlasting life. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who dine at the Lord's altar this day, that they may receive the abundant comfort and satisfaction God promised to his people of old in Jerusalem and fulfilled in our Lord's body and blood. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
How awesome are your deeds, O Lord. You have planted us and directed us to pray that you would send workers into your vineyard. You have answered that prayer through your Son and his church. As your kingdom draws nearer each day, teach us to boast only in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, rejoicing that our names are written in heaven through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is collected.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and your blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the very body of Christ, given into death for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.